New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard told people today they are crazy if they haven't yet had their third COVID booster shot. Health authorities have warned a new wave of infections driven by the BA4 and BA5 subvariants of Omicron has already started and is expected to peak later this month. To explain to you what challenges are ahead, the New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard is here. Welcome to you. Today you told people to wear a mask if you can't socially distance. Why is that still at advice level and not a mandate?
We've lived that life. We had that during the period where there were no vaccinations and where there were no antivirals. The last 2.5 years has been a journey for all of us, I think, right across the world. And what we know is that the first year, 2020, no vaccines, not necessarily any knowledge of whether we would even get vaccines. And then, of course, 2021, we got the vaccines at the beginning. And then, of course, later on in the year, we got antivirals. And that takes us into this year where we're now using both of those to a lesser or greater extent, depending on a number of provisions. And so, in essence, we have to live in a way that doesn't keep people's mental health under pressure. We've got to make sure that our kids are at school. We've got to make sure our kids have got their cognitive development, their social development. In other words, we've got to live life.
South Australia, as a comparison, as of today, is also encouraging people to wear masks indoors. The Queensland Health Minister 2 days ago didn't rule out bringing back a mask mandate. Would you be open to bringing back a mandate if the advice was there?
Of course, if the advice was there, but it's not on the radar, not even on the radar. We are not heading down that path. What we're saying to people is we've all got a responsibility to look after ourselves. We also, I think, have a responsibility to be talking to our family and our friends and saying, have you had all the doses that you're eligible to have of the vaccines? Because if you don't, I've had friends, I've said to them, we've been fully dosed. Oh, yeah, I've had my two or had my one. No, you actually can have three. And if you're over 65 and you've got some other health conditions, possibly even younger, you can have four. I must say, I'd be having as many as I could open my arm up for.
So if you're telling people today that they're, you know, crazy for not getting a booster shot, why are you also relying on the same so-called crazy people to wear a mask? Clearly people are not doing the right thing. Just 68% of the population is considered up to date with their third dose.
Andy, I love media and journalists. I can't tell you how much I love them. But of all the recommendations and advice that we got, there was some fabulous advice during the course of the two and a half years we were doing those press conferences. And they'd tell us what to do. Got to have this, got to have that. I'm taking my advice from the epidemiologists and the public health team. And that's why we're talking about today, rather than argue about whether or not it should be mandatory. Perhaps we can get the message out, Andy, that if you haven't had your full entitlement of vaccines, go and get them, because that is a problem. There were 1,232 people who died earlier this year, or up until today, actually, who had two or fewer doses. So that's a real problem when they could have had three and could have been much less likely to end up in ICU and much less likely to die.
Okay.
And so that's the message.
You've acknowledged that I'm a journalist. Dr. Kerry Chant is the Chief Health Officer, of course. Well, okay, New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant said today at the press conference, quote, that the communities told us they didn't want to be lectured to over masks. So your mask policy's got to buy health advice or public sentiment?
That is public health advice. She's the Chief Health Officer and I think probably by far the best in the country. I mean, there are other good ones, but she's by far the best in my view and I've worked very closely with her. So I think rather than doing what some journalists did to me and Dr. Chant and Gladys for that matter and later Premier Perrottet, instead of challenging everything that we've saying, I mean, you're entitled to do it, but please don't take away from the message that you need to get the maximum number of doses of vaccine that you are entitled to get. I'm hoping that the federal authorities who give advice to the federal government will give advice which will enable larger cohorts of people to have four doses. And what we do know is that as the BA4, BA5 wave is now coming to us very quickly, it's already growing quite quickly, we're going to expect a lot more people to be in hospital, a lot more people in ICU. Dr. Chant made the point today that it could be as bad as January. And January is when we had our first burst of Omicron. At that stage, we had over 6,000 health staff furloughed or taken out of action. We had thousands of staff in shops and retail distribution centres taken out. But The challenge now is to make sure that we don't have them dying, we don't have them going into ICU, and that we make sure that those people have had the maximum amount of vaccine they can have in their arms. Can I also say this, that obviously as the variants change, I know I've spoken to the major drug companies, they're all working on trying to modify their vaccines for new variants and hopefully be able to be fleet of foot as it will continue for quite some time. Who knows how long, actually. We don't have any idea how long this pandemic is going to continue. So we know that there are going to be more vaccines, and it may be that we have to have more later. As Dr. Chance said today, we were telling everybody to have two at one stage. Now we're saying go and get at least three and possibly four. And that's because circumstances have changed. Life has changed and we're moving on.
If you just tuned in, Brad Hazzard, the New South Wales Health Minister, is here. We're talking about the state's response to COVID as it continues to evolve. Have you also spoken to the Federal Health Minister about fourth COVID vaccine? I mean, how confident are you people will take it up when they're not even getting their third?
There are obviously a percentage of people who are very keen to take up vaccines. And there's of the ones who aren't at the moment, I think as at today, Andy, God, this is off the top of my head, but I think it was 68% who are eligible have had it, which obviously means about 32%, if my maths is correct, haven't. So about a third of the population haven't gone back for their third dose. And that's why Dr. Chant and I are trying with assistance from various media outlets like you to get the message across that it's really, really important that you take the opportunity to have whatever vaccine is available, because although it won't, what we do know now clearly is BA4, BA5, these subvariants are not being stopped in their tracks by the vaccines. What they are is they are being reduced in their impact. So people are not ending up as sick and they're not ending up in hospital. That's an important factor. They're not ending up in ICU and they're much less likely to die. So that's the big issue for us at the moment, just to try and get that message out to people.
Lastly, Minister, if you're calling people crazy for not taking their third dose, how do you feel about unvaccinated foreign travellers being able to arrive at Sydney Airport from tomorrow morning?
Well, I think there are people who are travelling overseas now. We have a world that's open. You can travel to almost any nation in the world, perhaps with the exception of China. China has still some restrictions because they're still going for zero, although I don't think they'll achieve that. I'm pretty sure they won't. But the world has opened up and the world is trying to make sure that people have a normal life. And I'm actually very supportive of that arrangement because we have people wandering around our community now who don't have it. But if they listen to the message when they get here with good programs, good radio programs like the ABC, then I'm quite sure they might go and have it while they're here.
Appreciate the plug, Minister. Thanks so much for your time tonight.
Well, can I say one final thing? Can I remind people it's not just vaccines and not just antivirals, and that is the good old lessons about wearing a mask when you're in any public space. That's where you catch it, after all. And washing your hands and staying home when you're sick are as important today when we have those vaccines and we have the antivirals as when we had nothing. So please take it seriously. Keep yourself well.
Whether you're told to wear a mask or not.
Thank you, Andy. I think I've got the message across, but thank you for your enthusiasm. Enjoy the interview.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard there on RN Drive. And, of course, any of the stories and interviews you've heard, plus many of those that you've missed, are on the ABC Listen app and on the RN Drive website right now. You're with Andy Park on RN Drive.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.